Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go. First up, she's the only person I know that wears those Apple earbuds with a cord. And she does every single day in the studio. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Hey. Okay, so, you know, we get those scam text messages, but this one was so good, I almost clicked it because it was about my Netflix account. And if it says here, your Netflix account will be on hold because your payment was declined. And I thought for a second, oh, no, my payment was declined. They even put a case number in the
text. Oh, what's
text
a case number? It's got to be real.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's just a warning. Don't fall for this
what's
stuff.
What's a case number? There's no such thing as a case number with Netflix.
Pound A87B2X9. Like, I don't know. It looked legit to me. And I thought if I was a little more elderly or, like, just not paying attention one day.
But you
I
almost
might...
still fell
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and a little bit more elderly. Come on. You fall for stuff all the time.
Right. But I didn't click it, but don't. Amazon and Netflix scam texts are out there, so don't fall for them.
It's hard because then you get a real one with a real link, and you're like, I'm not clicking it. And they're like, well, I guess you don't want your package of your insulin you need.
Exactly.
You know? Up next, he waited at a celebrity's car for the celebrity to come out of the store. Like, he saw the celebrity go in and just waited at his car and said, well, I guess if you want to get in your car, you got to go through me. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah. Speaking of cars, whenever I'm driving and I see a man and a woman in the car, and if the woman's driving, I judge that guy like, man, what's wrong with you? The guy should always be driving the vehicle. It's just weird. I don't know. My wife
drives some.
Like
40% of the time.
40%?
Yeah, I think
so. I judge you.
I think it just matters what car we're taking.
Doesn't matter. My car or my wife's car, 99.9% of the time, I'm behind that wheel.
Nothing says progressive like lunchbox in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's it. And finally, from McAllen, Texas. He has his Star of Texas on his hat. It's a Dallas Cowboys star. He's very sad about the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be a rough next 2 months or so. Here he is, producer Eddie.
All right. Well, that's weird. Lunchbox said this because we just started a new rule in my house. My wife drives her own car. I drive my car. It's a whole new thing. It used to be where, look, if we're driving as a family, I'm the guy, Lunchbox, you're right. I drive the car. But now, if we're driving in my wife's car, she's driving. We're driving in my car,
fair.
I'm driving.
But that's what.
Why do y'all have to make a rule?
Yeah, why a rule?
Because it used to be where she's like, oh, no, you're the man, you drive up. No. You're driving your own car. But here's the thing. If you're the passenger, you cannot say anything about the driver.
Oh, that's like a secondary rule.
Yes.
No backseat.
If you're not driving, you can't.
But
something correct. Must have happened to make that happen.
That's her rule, because every time she drives, I'm always like, careful, there's a stop sign there. Oh, there's someone next to you. Don't turn.
That's so annoying.
That's why you don't let her drive, because you don't trust her driving.
That's so annoying, Eddie, that you do that. All right.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's got a red microphone. He's 6'1". He made glasses popular. Bobby Bones.
You thought nothing about that, did you, until right then? Like, you put zero effort into that.
I felt that.
No, he didn't. He looked at the microphone. The room.
He looked at Bobby.
Yes.
I was going to go plaid shirt next.
Yeah. So, whenever my show on USA Network started, Snake in the Grass, I thought, I'm going to treat myself a little bit. And I went and kind of designed this watch on a website, and it took months to get in, but I was super pumped because I've become watch guy. I said about a year ago, I'm going to be watch guy. I don't have one on now, but I said, I'm going to be a watch guy. And most days I wear a watch now. And so I designed this watch. It's red. It's awesome. I love red. It's my favorite color. And I got it in the mail yesterday. And I've been waiting forever for it to come in. And I'm like, that's it. And I opened the box. And it's in like a little like cushiony case. And you pop the top up. And I'm very excited. I'm like, this is going to be the coolest watch in my whole life. Boom. Open it up. It's a ladies watch. I designed a ladies watch.
What?
Oh, I designed a ladies watch. Oh. I designed, and I waited 4 months. It's a ladies watch. No. I designed a ladies watch.
So what do you do?
I'm going to wear a ladies watch. It's going to be awesome. But still, okay. It's a ladies
small?
Watch. I went to Caitlin. I said, this is the watch. I accidentally designed a ladies watch.
It's petite.
It's petite. And she's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to wear it. I'll be proud of it. Took a while for me to actually accept the fact that I'm going to be ladies watch guy. But that's showbiz, baby.
That's right.
Women's
shoes, though.
Oh, yeah, I can get a 13 and a half in a tennis shoe from women's.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
You can.
Stop.
Yes.
You do not ever do that.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple times, actually, and some really good ones. Some ones I can't find in men, same shoe. Just get 13.5 in women.
That's weird, man.
No, that's really weird.
It's actually awesome.
Wear the women's shoe, women watch. Come on.
Come on. All right, let's go. Glad you're here. Jordan Davis coming in just a few minutes. Jordan has a song that you may love called Bye Dirt. It's nominated for 2 CMAs. I think he's got 4 or 5 number ones at this point. But he's going to come in the next few minutes, and we'll catch up with him. A little clip of that for me, please, Ray.
Bye Dirt. Final one you came.
But at first, let's do the mailbag. Here we go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a single mom. I got a 13-year-old son. And for his entire life, I've chosen his haircut. I've chosen his haircut style. I've chosen his haircut length. And no complaints. Now all of a sudden, he wants to choose his haircut, and we can't agree on it. He wants this crazy buzz cut mohawk, and I think it looks ridiculous. I know at some point I'm not going to be able to control what he gets, but right now, I can't handle having a kid with a crazy haircut. The problem is, some of his friends have this haircut, which doesn't make it any easier. So what should I do? Should I give in, or is 13 still too young to decide your own hairstyle? Signed, Ariana. It's not that 13 is too young to decide the hairstyle. It's that a buzz cut is distracting in school. I know his friends have it. And if he wanted just a straight buzz with no mohawk, fine. If you wanted to grow it longer, fine. If you're wearing a mohawk, that's a distracting haircut. Unless you're in a punk band. Unless you're in an industry where that's kind of allowed. So I think you can let him pick a haircut, but it can't be something as crazy as a pink buzz cut mohawk. I don't care if his friends do it or not. Eddie, your oldest son is?
He's 14.
Would you let him pick his haircut right now?
Yes.
Okay, what if he wanted a buzz cut mohawk?
Dude, you're going to think I'm crazy, but my dad was so strict with my hair that I couldn't get any kind of hairstyle. And I remember being a kid and saying, when I grow up and I'm a dad, I'm going to let my kids have whatever haircut they want.
But if he said it to you right now.
Hey, let it rip. I want to see it. Dude, I would even be like, dude, that should be pink. That's really cool.
So you would make it even more distracting.
If he wants to. I mean, you sound so old by saying you're going to distract your classmates.
Well, I also wouldn't let him wear a shirt that said, eat my butt.
Well, that's
or I wouldn't let him. There are things that you can't let a kid do.
Yeah.
And I'm only thinking about school when I think about the buzz cut.
Uh-huh.
Right at home, who cares? Amy?
Well, those are determined by the school rules. So I would first see what's allowed at the school. And if they allow it, which I guess if some of his friends have it, then it'd be okay. So yeah. I would let him. But you could maybe meet in the middle, because my son has wanted a mohawk at times and he wanted it really, really shaved tight on the sides. And I'm like, what if we leave a little bit there? You still have a mohawk look, but it's not as drastic.
The faux hawk.
And then you could also take it a step further. And who's paying for the haircut? Because he might need to earn some money to pay for this type of fancy haircut.
Yeah, just because a lot at school doesn't mean it won't get you beat up also. I can tell you from experience. So again, or it can be distracting and not be against the rules.
Yeah.
But
well, the kid with the mohawk's not going to be the one getting beat up.
I've let my kid have a mohawk. So.
I don't know. The kid with the mohawk better be able to fight.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it. The kid with the mohawk better. Oh, you think you're big and bad? You're wearing a mohawk. Are you a motorcycle boy? All right, come here. That's trouble. It just feels like trouble.
Wow, okay.
I think it depends. Like, is it a big, tall, spiky mohawk or just normal?
15 years old, you have the talk again. Okay. 13, you can choose at any of the haircuts in the barbershop.
Like in the magazines. There at the barbershop.
Yeah, but no, I would say no mohawk for now. For now. That's what I would say, but you heard these two and their parents, and they know what they're doing. All right, Morgan, if people want to email us, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
First time we've talked to you since the CMA nominations. So walk through it. You wake up the morning of the CMA announcement. Do you expect or do you hope that you're going to be on one of those lists?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely didn't expect it.
What did you feel like you had the most shot at being involved in?
Song of the Year.
Really?
I've just like always believed in that song, and it did well and warranted that. But, you know, we were up for musical event for CMAs last year, so I didn't expect to really be in either one of them.
I think it really turned for you whenever there was an Instagram that went up of me singing "Buy Dirt" walking behind you.
That's absolutely.
And didn't know any of the words except "Buy Dirt." Yeah. I think it's where it all flipped for you.
Yeah, that was the moment.
How do you find out? Does someone text you, or do you see it on Twitter that you're up for Song of the Year?
So, my manager texts me and he's like, "Hey, man, are you up?" And it was like, you know, it was pretty early. And I was like, yeah, I'm up. And he was like, "I think CMA nomination is about to be announced."
Did he know?
I think he knew. I think he had a good, he felt good.
How do you
good.
Know? You're not supposed to know.
Well, I don't think he knew like exact, but he said
oh,
he
no
felt
one
good about
off.
It. No, he was just like, man, like, I honestly feel good about it. I think that we were going to have a shot. And he's like, and my brother lives not far from me. He co-wrote it with me. So he's like, you should text your brother and tell him to come over. And I was like,
ooh, that's a lot of risk there.
I was like, dude, it's 7 a.m. He's got three kids. I think he's good. We'll just call him. But yeah, he came over and then like right as my manager pulled in the driveway, my publicist texted me and she was like, "Congratulations!
That's awesome!"
Yeah, so
dang,
I was pretty stoked.
Did you wake your wife up?
She was already awake. She was out. She was doing something in the garage. But yeah, she was awake.
She's working on the car.
Yeah, she was keeping the house in order. Yeah.
So your new song is doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Called broke, What My World Spins Around?
What My World Spins Around.
Nice. I didn't have a piece of paper.
Good job.
I'm doing this straight from memory.
And that's
here.
A long title. Yeah. Yeah. Good job,
Did
Bobby.
You guys think about, I was going to ask you, like calling it Spins Around or Worlds, because it's a lot.
I actually thought about that. And, you know, I wrote that with our buddy Ryan Hurd. I kind of said, like, guys, is this title too long? And in very Ryan Hurd fashion was just like, no.
On to the next.
Like, that's very just like, Ryan is about as dry as it gets. You know Ryan pretty well. That pretty much summed it up. I was like, okay, well, Ryan says it's good enough. So here we go.
Yep. So are people knowing this song when you're playing shows now?
Yeah, this one's definitely. And I feel like with every song we release, it picks up a little quicker. You know, people kind of gravitate to those. Yeah, I mean, this one's already reacting like a big song.
What's the first song you play in your set list?
Thing Was You Up.
My first I knew it. That's a good one. You have so many hits now.
It's kind of.
You
and
put too, them
like,
all over.
I feel like I've evolved from that song, so it's in my mind.
Never evolved
like,
from an awesome song, buddy.
No. I still love that song.
That's why to answer that one.
It's what a lot of people know me for. That was the first time they heard me, any of my music, and I just kind of like, I think that's a cool way to kind of start a show off. And
I
be
love
like,
it.
Hey, man, here's first single, and then kind of progress from there.
I don't have any of your songs written in front of me. I don't have any hits I can remember. Obviously, if he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, that's number one.
Yeah.
Obviously, Buy Dirt, because that is the song that's just
sing the rest of it.
I don't know anymore.
And the song that Bobby blew up on the golf course with you, Eddie.
Buy Dirt. So I know Buy Dirt, and then I know Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Slow Dance is a big song for us.
But the title is Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, right?
Yeah.
You didn't think about cutting that one down? You got some long songs here, man. I'm tired of just saying them all.
I do.
Okay. And then there's I'm missing Eddie.
Yeah, I was thinking.
What am I missing here from the number one list of Jordan? Do you have any more number ones?
Those are my only number ones. No, take it from me. Take me from my number
one. Give us a second. That was a good one, too.
That was a jam, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. What's at the very end of the set?
We close with Buy Dirt, but Almost Maybes was my fourth
single. That's a good one, too.
Almost Maybes, yeah.
Take it from me, though. How's that go?
Take it from me.
No,
got a t-shirt to sleep in. My favorite, but you can keep it. Are you just making me sing? By
sounds good, dude.
No, I'm trying to figure out the melody of that song. It's hard to sing other songs and go back
bum,
to it.
Bum, 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 bum,
can you do it, Eddie? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Tick, tick, dun, dun, dun,
I swear, y'all, this song's good. I promise.
No, Eddie, can you do it?
Oh, dude, I'm trying so hard. Take it from me.
Take it from me. Take it from me.
So dumb. Oh, gosh.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm super proud for you. And it's just a matter of time before you're able to, you know, pay the bills.
Yeah.
Isn't that the goal?
One day I'm going to be able to keep the lights on, buddy.
Be able to learn how to catch your own fish to take on Instagram pictures of and not somebody else's. Right? That's what it's all about.
That's all I want, man.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
5-year-old Brantley Kimbrell, he has a health condition, so he hasn't been able to leave his house for about 2 years. But his favorite time of day is when Michelle, the UPS driver, drives by and she visits Brantley. She goes to his bedroom window and knocks on it and says, "Hey, Brantley, I'm here." And
his window,
Yeah, they talk for a little bit and then she goes on about her day. Well, he just celebrated his 5th birthday. And she shows up to deliver the good news that he is finally good to leave his house. His health is way better. And she decorated the truck with flames on it. She brought him gifts and he got to ride the car.
Pretty cool. The parents will let her deliver that news.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Because they had to be like, "Hey, listen, we're going to let..." Because I'm sure they wanted to do that.
I think it was just part of the whole day. Like, it's your birthday. We're going to give you the good news. And here comes your friend.
I think it's selfless of the parents. Yeah. Oh, wait. So you think the parents told him and then she just followed
up? I think so. I don't think Leslie had the big news. Like, she's just the UPS driver.
I mean, there's a picture of her holding him, too. Like, he's 5. And so he must, you know, be getting to go out and do some stuff. And he's got a little UPS truck that he drives.
Yes.
Like one of those... I don't know what the brand is. It's not Mattel, but you get in and drive it.
It's like one of those electric Jeeps, you know? Yeah. It's so cool.
I was always jealous of kids that have those.
What I was thinking about this story is like, you know, my Amazon driver, he seems pretty cool, and I kind of want to be his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about like being like, "Hey, dude, what's up?" But he's in such a hurry every day, I just kind of let him come and go.
I wonder what the turnover is in that job, because you may have him for a friend, and next thing you know,
right,
you never see him again.
Yeah, he moves.
That would be sad. I also get excited when the UPS truck comes, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, me too.
There's something good in there, though. That UPS Santa's bringing me.
It's pretty cool.
I've had to pay for it, though. That's the difference.
Well, and you knew it was coming, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you kind of make yourself forget. Or you're like, "Okay, let's not remember it." So then when it comes, it's like a special treat.
Okay.
You don't do that?
No, not really.
I'm lonely, okay?
It's just you.
I'm lonely in the daytime when I'm home alone. All right, that's what's up. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I didn't know you guys didn't know the punishments.
No, I figured that's what you were talking about.
Well, I was looking at my page before we came on the air just now, and I said, "Oh, that's tough." For whomever loses the game here.
Is it bad? It's so bad.
And then Mike goes, "No, they don't know. I thought you knew."
Dude, for you to react that way, it must be really bad.
Well, I don't like what it is. Let me explain the game to our listeners real quick. It's Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, the oldest on our show.
43 years old.
Versus Morgan, the youngest.
28 years old.
And they answer questions about their generations, but you can steal from the other person, right? And whoever has the most points wins. La, la, la. Play your buzzer, Eddie.
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, and Morgan?
Morgan.
So if I hear it, use the buzzer. You get to answer the question. If you lose, the loser has to take a bite of an onion like it were an apple.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
I know.
Oh, we're going to have smelly breath for days.
Oh, we're going to cry, too.
It's don't lose.
This is so bad. Yeah. I mean, this is not good for me. I've not been doing good.
Yeah, that's true. All right, here we go. Elder versus Millennial.
Come on.
I thought you guys knew the punishments. Honestly, I thought you knew and had agreed to them.
Oh, of course not.
And I was like, "Look at these guys being team players." Because last time Morgan had to eat like mayonnaise and peanut butter or something.
Disgusting. Like,
did you know ahead of time? That
no.
was it?
Mm-mm.
Well, my perspective on this game change. I'm very much interested now.
Gosh.
Let's go. The first question is an elder question. The movie is E.T. Came out in the 80s. What color is Elliot's iconic hoodie? Eddie.
Red.
Correct.
Dang, I knew that.
You did?
Yeah.
It was a little too late.
Next question. A millennial question. What color was the iconic dress that was worn to the Grammys in the year 2000 by Jennifer Lopez? Morgan.
Green.
Good.
Good. I would have gotten that wrong.
I ask it all slow and because I want you guys to jump in early.
Yeah.
Eddie jumps in real quick.
Well, it's hard, too, because you never know which way you're going to ask the question.
Exactly. Mm. Next question. Elder question. Which arcade game first introduced the character?
Oh, that was premature.
It doesn't matter. If you hit the buzzer.
I was literally moving my hand.
You hit the buzzer, you hit the buzzer. In Jeopardy, you can't go, sorry.
Oh, my God. In Jeopardy, I'm not holding the buzzer
you
in my hand.
You do hold the buzzer with your hand.
I do?
Yeah.
So what did you say? Like, what did you get up to?
What arcade game first introduced?
Yeah. Pac-Man.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Morgan Steele.
Okay.
What arcade game first introduced the character that would eventually become known as Mario in the sequels?
What arcade game?
First introduced Mario from Mario Brothers.
I think it was just called Super. Well, it was arcade game was Super, but I thought it was Super Mario Bros. So Super.
Time.
Smash.
She just yelled the word smash. I don't know.
Smash.
Smash.
Donkey Kong.
He was in there?
He was the one who was jumping the barrels, trying to get up.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it was Smash Bros. That's why he on Smash.
Millennial question.
Oh, thank goodness.
What was the name of the popular 2000s computer game that simulates the daily activities? Eddie.
The Sims.
Correct.
Yeah!
That's crap.
That is redemption.
I hate that you go so early.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should go earlier.
He didn't even finish the question.
I heard enough.
Pretty good. Huh? Either you have to jump in quicker or hope he jumps in and starts missing, you know? Here we go. What was the name of the 1988 cult classic film? It was about a magical trickster who would appear right after you said his name three times.
Morgan.
Beetlejuice. Correct. Woo! We have a tie game going to the last question.
Dang.
Wow. Yes.
I'm smelling the onion.
The first line of this song.
Come on, come on, come on.
From the 2000s is, I'm doing this tonight. You're probably gonna start a fight. Eddie.
I'm doing this tonight. You probably start a fight. Shania Twain, and it
Time.
Is
Incorrect.
Girls.
Morgan. The first line of this song is, I'm doing this tonight. You're probably gonna start a fight.
Okay.
What song?
You want more?
Yeah.
From the 2000s.
What song is that?
Yeah.
Okay. What song is that?
3 seconds.
Ah, Avril Lavigne.
Smash! Incorrect. Ray, would you play the song?
I'm this tonight. Probably gonna start a fight.
That's Bye 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 NSYNC.
Yeah. Ah, dang.
All right, tiebreaker, one question in each category.
Let's
if we have a winner, we go ahead and eat the onion. What 1980 film does Jack Nicholson...
Look it.
Oh, my goodness.
Love it.
Go ahead.
The Shining.
Correct.
Woo-hoo! What?
Yes! Play the part of an aspiring writer and recovering alcoholic Jack Torrance who takes a job as a caretaker overlooking... at the Overlook Hotel.
That
all that
crazy.
Stuff she didn't hear and she still got it.
Jack Nicholson in the 80s is all I needed.
Wow.
But Rush. I mean, that's, yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, Eddie, you got to get this to tie.
Smash.
Here we go. What's the name of the stepbrother on the animated Disney show, the stepbrother of Phineas? Morgan.
Ferb.
Ferb is correct. Bring the onion in, Freddie.
Yes!
This is so dumb.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, that looks looks disgusting.
Ew, it's a purple.
A red onion?
With the skin still on.
Oh. Red onions are sweeter.
No, man. Come are on.
Yeah. It's all fun and games when I read it in the intro.
Sweet one.
And sweet onions, they aren't sweet.
Dang. Oh, I don't.
They're just called that.
Yeah.
So just bite it like an apple, huh?
Yeah, you got to get a good bite and you have to swallow it.
What do you mean good bite? Like a regular size?
Well,
bite?
If you take a bite and we go, that wasn't a good bite, you have to do another one.
Ooh.
Should he take the skin off?
I don't know how onion works.
I should take the skin
off. No, the scuba says no. I don't
know. Peel or whatever it is?
I hate onions. I don't know anything about it.
Do I have to eat it once I bite it?
Yeah.
Ugh. Or just bite it?
We don't just bite it. You have to just eat it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Here's Eddie. Go ahead.
So dumb.
Ew.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. It smells so bad.
It tastes like a cheeseburger. No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. Oh, man. It's starting to burn. Oh. Oh, man, that burns. That's not sweet. This is not a sweet onion.
No.
Sue, it's like bitter. Subway when they sue for the tuna.
I'm going to swallow it. Oh, I swallowed it whole. I'm not chewing that anymore.
Oh,
my God.
That's
so gross. That is not good. I will never do that again, ever.
Unless you lose. All right, there he is. Eddie, everyone, nice job on the loss. Morgan, nice job on the win.
Thank
that
you.
Is Elder versus Millennium. A voicemail from Chris in Georgia.
Just wondering whatever happened to Eddie and his dream of riding a motorcycle.
You wanted a Harley.
Yeah.
You talked about it with your wife.
She said, go for it. And we were supposed to do a deal with a Harley-Davidson dealership in Wisconsin, and it just fell through, and they couldn't get me a bike. It's not going to happen.
So you're not going to pay your own money.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, those things are expensive. Those
For
Harleys,
any motorcycle, though.
Well, I don't want, like, a Ninja. I want, like, a Harley if I'm going to do it.
You want a Harley, yeah.
I want, like, you know, I want to go down those devil's backbone on Sundays, you know what I mean?
That's maybe like Scuba Steve can line up, maybe not you getting a Harley to have, but lining something up where you can go and ride.
Ooh, a ride with the boys?
Yeah. Right.
But you have to, like, wrap your legs around the guy.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Guy, that is hilarious.
No. I'll drive it.
Dumb and Dumber style?
No. I'm not riding the
Are
back.
You sure you can even drive one?
No, you can't.
I would assume he'd go, and he'd, like, wipe out immediately.
Tip over,
I can ride a bike.
Like a bicycle?
A bicycle?
Yeah.
Very different.
Oh, you put it
Yeah, you're
ground.
All good, buddy. Hey, Scuba, can we see if that can happen?
Yeah, we could definitely do a ride-along or him learning how to ride it for sure. Mm-hmm. Easily.
I'd love for him to take a trip down Devil's Crevice.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Oh, it's not?
No, whatever you said backbone.
Yeah, okay. We'll try to work that out for you.
That'd
We're still
cool.
working on skydiving, right?
Yes, that's still in the works, too. Yeah, there's a client that wants to do it, but they're just working on timing.
For you and Abby, who've never skydived.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here is Tosh in Tennessee.
I actually had a question for Ray. I remember hearing that you might have hit big at a casino somewhere in Vegas, and we've actually got a trip out there in a few weeks. I was actually wondering if you could, like, maybe drop the name of the casino or hotel that you were at. That might be a big help to me.
What casino did you win all your money? Or Bay, help your wife.
Cosmo. And the machines, it was Buffalo. And you'll know it's Buffalo because when you deposit money, it goes, Buffalo! Every time.
Are you guaranteeing a victory? Is it your lock of the week?
There's three of those machines there, and she blew all three of them up. So, yeah.
Your wife won how much money?
Over 5.2K.
Oh, my gosh.
And how much was she playing with?
She's doing $10 spins.
Whoa. Wow. Wait. $10 spins? That's crazy amount.
Well,
that's,
I mean, she had 100 left, and it was her final last-ditch effort. And so that's
she
why
only got 10 spins? So it's only really three spins, probably, because it goes three at a time?
No, it's just it's $10 a spin. Boom. And then you do another 10. It's not like it takes 30 on
Nobody's
a spin.
Nobody's playing that much.
Yeah, that's big
that's
money.
A lot of money.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I have another dude I know that did high limits at Cosmo, won 100K. So Cosmo right now is hot.
I ain't playing high limits because that's high losing.
What does that mean,
exactly.
High limits?
I mean, it's probably like $100 a spin.
It's like minimal. They're minimal. You can't play for less than $100 a hand, something like that. Okay. Yeah. It's where people don't, like famous people don't want to mess with the riffraff, so they go in there.
Yeah, it's a little more private and that's, upscale.
That is crazy. All right, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, just look for the diamond staircase right next to Sportsbook.
Diamond staircase.
Put in the promo code Ray. I don't even know where you put it, but put it in. He'll get something. That guy's always up to something. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, tickets to my comedically inspirational show in Nashville are on sale. Speaking of Vegas, they sold out at the Wynn, so excited about that. But the last show in Nashville, tickets go on sale tomorrow for October 22nd, which is a Saturday. Get them, bobbybones.com, 10 Central.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A boy in Oklahoma saved his mom's life again. Gavin Keeney's mother, Lori, has epilepsy, and the 10-year-old had gotten used to helping her sometimes because his life's a daily struggle with that condition. So he's in the fifth grade, he's in the backyard, And he says he heard yelling, but also water. And so then he looked and he saw her seizing and she was in the pool. So he jumps in and grabs her as she's kind of sinking and then pulls her back to the pool ladder. And they have it all on security camera because everything's now on security camera. And so she was now, because she's okay, able to see him come and rescue her.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty crazy thing to watch. That's a truly amazing thing to see. And she doesn't normally get to see him in action because she's in the middle of a seizure. And you don't get to really see or know what's happening when you're in a seizure. And so now, in that town, they've given him a like hero of the day, saving a life plaque by the police officers, and they were all out doing the thing. And then they arrested him for some warrants that he had that he didn't.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
No, I'm just kidding. He's 10. It's like a bonehead where they're like,
you brought us up, then down.
He didn't have any warrants. He's 10. That's an awesome story. Gavin Keeney, if you're listening to this, great job, man. You deserve to be recognized even on this show. So that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.